Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Angie, AKA Miss Mo Better, Miss Mo Better, and Stone. Keep it locked. The Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Radio, Love, Fairness, 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 the Diva Squad, the Squad, the Squad, AKA Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, and don't. Keep it locked, locked, the Diva Squad.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's placing the bands, I'm coming out.
Tomorrow's Friday, Junior. You know,
Friday Junior. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, we gotta get over this hump, and we good. You know. So,
yes.
But it's everything is, you know, it's all good. You know, we like to start the show out. You know, like, this is a show for adults. We promote 18 and older. Over here, we deal with people's opinions, and everybody's entitled to that. There's no right or wrong, really. It's just different opinions. We are not licensed psychologists, so we're not here to fix people. However, we will support you if we can. We try to support people where we see they need help or something like that. We try to do that. With that being said, I'd like to give a big birthday shout-out to my little cousin, Jessie May. Oh, well, that's what I call her, Jessie May. Her name is Jessica. Happy birthday, Jessie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody out there. Happy birthday to all you Aries out there that celebrate. And y'all get it in, because once the summer season come, you know it's on the poppin'. Summer is a.k.a. a Cancer. So, but I changed that, my definition of a zodiac sign. Mine is now a summer. And feel free to use that. Anybody that want to use it can use it. So,
okay,
yep. So, but if you want to get started, we can get started if you like. And
let's get it
popping.
Yeah, I just wanted to, of course, give an update because we did have a lot of people reaching out to us about the caller we had last week, Tina Moore. We had her on last week, and just to give a quick recap for the new callers that are listening, her daughter was actually attacked by three male students at the school, and her daughter is special needs. She has special needs, so the three kids did assault her, three males did assault her, and we were in the process of, you know, just talking to her, just trying to find out, you know, what exactly she needs help with, so therefore we could try to give her assistance. Just, of course, giving an update. We played phone tag a little while, but we did finally get through to each other, and we will be helping her set up the GoFundMe page, which she will be in charge of, you know, herself. So, of course, Curtis, you know, the Diva Squad is definitely going to help her with that. We're going to set it up, and everything is going to be tied to her directly, and she's going to be in charge of it. And, you know, of course, we're going to share it around, you know, a little something-something to help out as well. You know,
absolutely.
But this is something that is, you know, it's solely for her and for her, it's for her attorney's fees. So
yes.
What we're looking to do is anyone that is looking to give assistance, after, of course, confirming with my lawyer and her lawyer, you know, GQ Palace is going to help her with the situation. And, of course, you know, we're going to keep praying about it too, Diva. Pray lawyers. You know, we're going to definitely have to keep praying about it. And
absolutely.
We're going to try to get her the funding that she needs. And she actually needs, I'm just going to say roughly, she needs like $7,000.
Right.
And like 65 of that is like a retainer fee, her lawyer is going to be charging her pretty much, and she has to do like a down payment of $400, and then ultimately another $6,500, you know, as the case goes on.
Right.
So of course, after doing the paperwork and speaking to lawyers and finding out, you know, what's accurate and what's not, you know, that accurate fee is $7,000 that her lawyer is charging.
Right.
I know. Some of the callers was like, oh, my God, get a different lawyer. You know, like,
a lot of people will say that.
Yeah,
a lot of people will say that because that's pretty steep for that, for that type of case. Not only that, because, you know, a lot of times you have to research your school district because some of them deal with unions and different things like that. And in that case, a lot of times you can reach out through the district itself outside of the school to, you know, to seek assistance. So, but again, it's different for different, you know, school districts and areas and stuff like that. So, but I found that to be a little steep as far as pricing goes.
A couple of callers and a couple messages, you know, came in and they thought it was steep as well, you know, and I did reach out to her and, I was just saying, okay, well, we can, you know, call around for different lawyers, you know, and see if we can get, you know, a price that's lower. And she selected that lawyer. That's the one that she wants
that's
to go
she
with.
She chose to get one.
Right.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
So, of course, her being mom and it being her decision,
right,
that's who she chose to go with.
Well,
so
listen,
with that
she has
said,
the right to do that, you know.
Right.
You might
so
have to do a little more
said,
work, but, you know,
right. Right.
She has the
so,
right to choose that.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, with that being said, is we're definitely going to help her set up the GoFundMe.
Okay.
And then pretty much after that is set up, which I did hear today that that's not easy. That's not really easy.
No,
either.
It's not as easy as people think. As far as GoFundMe goes, you have to, first of all, you pay a fee. So even whatever money that you do raise, you have to, there's a fee that's paid out of that. Not only that, you have to have some type of account or something where the funds can be released to in
mm-hmm.
order to get it. Because, and this came from experience. So, you know, it's not just set up a GoFundMe, I'm going to go get the money out of here and be about my business. No, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's not just that simple, you know.
Right,
It has, you have to have all your ducks in order messing with them. You know, having them set up stuff for you. You have to have all your stuff in order.
Right, and pretty much what when I was talking to a couple people today, just trying to find out exactly the ins and outs about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
a couple people today was just like, you know, when you do the GoFundMe, you know, when it comes down to getting the money, that's the hard part. And keep in mind that they do charge their fee, which
mm-hmm.
is, I want to say, it's like 15%. I was going to actually just confirm it real fast, so that I'm able to, you know, definitely have it accurate for
right.
Everyone. Because they actually charge their fee, and
mm-hmm.
then on top of their fee, there's an interest fee, and then they charge 30
yep.
cents per per donation.
Per donation, yep.
So I'm like, okay, so should the amount be higher then? Because
right, well, that's why, I guess that's
charge,
why a lot of people do put a higher amount, so that way it's going to cover whatever fees and stuff, you know, so people probably do set higher goal amounts, you know, as far as that goes, because they cover those fees, you know,
right.
and they get theirs off the top. So,
yes,
I mean, if we're shooting for $7,000, she might end up, you know, with only maybe six or $5,500 by the time all the fees and all of that stuff is deducted. So, you know.
Right.
Well, she could, Tina, if you're listening, you know, sit down and you know, weigh your options and see what, you know, see what
okay,
you have.
Okay, yeah. All right, so it's
available.
The fee is 5%. It's 5% from each donation that you receive.
Okay.
And then there's a payment processing fee of 2.9% plus 30 cents per donation.
So, yeah, you know, again,
so when they say
it might
that
be coming out with 50 cents on a dollar. So,
right.
You know.
Well, so when they say that it's free, it's not exactly free, and that's what I was telling my coworker today. You know, and my mama said nothing in life is free, and
absolutely.
Pretty much this wasn't, you know, it's not free from what it's saying. It's saying that you do have to, you know, they're going to charge you some money. So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, we're going to have to definitely reach back out to Tina and say, hey, you know, this is what I did find, and this is what
this is what it entails.
Saying.
Yep.
Right, because it's definitely they're going to charge some money. So it sometimes
absolutely.
It only makes sense to maybe highball it and put on a little bit more versus, you know, the original $7,000 only because they're going to charge their fees too.
Yep.
So I pretty much just wanted to give everyone the update on that as well. It took us a while to, you know, go back and forth, but, you know, we finally went back and forth and
right.
And finally spoke to her, you know, over the phone
right.
and just, you know, like I said, with the lawyers and stuff. But now we just have to figure out exactly if anyone wants to donate, then they can donate. Of course, I did also call the lawyer's office today as well, and
uh-huh.
she is willing to accept payments over the phone.
Okay.
So, and she's willing to take credit card payments or whatever it is over the phone. So, therefore, okay. it's because a lot of people, you know, when I was trying to talk about it at my job, they were like, listen, we're not doing a GoFundMe. You know, like, we'll support, but we're not going to do a GoFundMe.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, a lot of people are like that because, again, they, from all the fees and stuff they're charging, like, you know what, she's not even going to get all the money. Like, you know,
right.
almost defeating
like,
the purpose.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's what they were saying, that she's not going to get all the money. But with that being said, we're definitely going to do what we can do to help Miss Tina out and make sure that, you know, we do the best that we can do. And, you know, anyone that is looking to definitely donate, please make sure you guys donate. It is for a good cause. It's for her lawyer's fees. And it is legit. It's for her lawyer's fees. You know, for those of you who are skeptical, it's not going to go in her pocket. You know, it's definitely going to go, you know, for, you know, the lawyer to help represent her daughter. And one of the inboxes that I did get was pretty much, she was asking me, why is she getting a lawyer? So I definitely wanted to just touch base, and maybe you can help me. She's getting a lawyer because they're giving her a hard time about transferring. Transferring her daughter to another school. So the lawyer isn't for money. The lawyer is to help with the legal aspects of it that, of course, we know as parents, you know, they try to hit you with some legal mumbo-jumbo and you might not understand what they're saying. So the legal aspect of it is her lawyer is able to speak to the school directly. And once the lawyer speaks to the school directly, this way, the lawyer can get everything going. You know, the goal is to move her out of that school and put her in another school, and this way she feels more comfortable with it because she does have special needs, and she shouldn't have to be, you know, a victim of this type of, you know, nonsense going on at the school. And, you know, we send our kids to be safe. So I wanted to definitely give an update on that. And, of course, anyone that's listening that wants to go on the line, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. So I just also wanted to, with giving a recap on that, I also wanted to just go over a topic and a couple things, Diva, that we should talk about because I saw it today on TV and I was like, what is going on? Did you see the new transgender doll?
What? No, wait. No.
Hold on, my dog, you know my dog is going crazy.
Of course. Usually it's my my little mutt in there, but he quiet at night.
Yes. But if there's a transgender doll, Diva, yes.
So, wait a minute. Now, help me out. Anybody that can listen and can help me out about this situation. What the doll supposed to do?
It's just like a doll baby. Diva, you're going to have to give me a couple quarters for that one.
I know. I'm sorry. That one just got me. That just blew me, man. Like, okay, I understand people are battling back and forth with their sexuality and all kinds of stuff. But listen, stop making it so it's reaching these kids. Leave that alone. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know.
Diva, yes, it was a transgender doll. We actually have a couple callers that I wanted to bring on, but I wanted to mention that to you because I think we should get the caller's feedback on that, like an actual transgender.
Yeah, I need a little help because you see that filter on my mouth just drop.
I know. But we're gonna bring the first caller on.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
So what
Hello?
We're gonna do is
okay, there you
go. I hear somebody.
Can you hear me?
Love Fantasy. Yes.
Oh, this is Tina. Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, hey, Tina. I was
How
just
you
talking
doing?
About
yeah, I didn't know if y'all was talking for me because they said I was like fifth in the cube, so I was waiting for other people to talk first.
Yeah. Usually we just take whoever's there and we just go on with them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was giving actually a recap of last week's show and speaking to you and, you know, trying to get everything together with you, giving them a recap. So anything that you want to share?
Yes, well, first of all, sorry for my ghetto line. I hear all the static in here. But, yeah, I was just calling just to say thank you again for all your support and help. And everything you're saying sounds you know, fine to me. Actually, whatever you do to help, I am all for it. And I don't think the GoFundMe page is the smart thing to do. I do like the fact that you could just directly pay the lawyer and, you know, then just let everything fall in place from there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the reason that I am retrieving the lawyer is I did reach out in my community, which they all point you to student advocacy, and we only have one in the whole Westchester. And that's what sucks, because they're putting all of the resources all in one place, and it's so overwhelming when it's a lot of people in need. I did reach out to them, and they told me that their registration is closed, that they're full, that they're overwhelmed, and they did place my daughter's name on a waiting list with no time frame, so we don't know when they would reach us. And I did get different quotes from different lawyers that would take my case, because not everyone does this kind of case, and not a lot of lawyers want to come into Westchester to take a case. You know, even if they do specify in it outside of Westchester County, they don't want to come to Westchester County. There's a lot of glitches with everything. So as far as me picking this lawyer, she was the most reasonable one, and she's willing to do payment plan with me as a sliding scale, whereas some of them, they just want all their money up front and want $1,400 just to sit down and for me to discuss what happened. They didn't call out a consultation. And she's charging me only $400 and, you know, willing to break that up for me so I can afford it within to make a purse, you know, fee of $6,500.
Right.
And so I just thought it was reasonable because as far as me doing a due process hearing, which covers my daughter with the special needs, I would need an attorney. And if I do win, the school would have to reimburse me for the lawyer fee.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, too. But I'm not looking for the money. I'm just looking to hold the school responsible because I don't want this to happen to someone else's child. And now the school is trying to cover up their tracks. They're saying that there's no witnesses when there was an actual videotape. But being that I didn't press charges, they're telling me that the only way the tape can be retrieved is from my lawyer.
Right.
And they won't even release it to me. Had I pressed charges, then the DA would have been able to retrieve the tape.
Wow.
But they're trying to tell me all of this mess because when I went back to school, they have, like, a certain form that you can request for them to at least hold it for trial. It's called a FOIA request through the Board of Ed. And I spoke to the Board of Ed about it, and they told me that it's not FOIA-able, so I can't even fill out a form to have it held. And the school was saying that the tape might have got messed up because of the daylight savings time. When it came, they said something happened with a glitch in the system and that the tape might be erased. But I think they're just trying to make a whole bunch of excuses, you know, so I can't get the tape because the tape shows the children, you know, surrounding my daughter and videoing her, and children even posted about it on Facebook. So to me, with my daughter being diagnosed with ADHD, with emotional behavioral issues, and the school withholding information about her behavior patterns, that could have made a difference for me to get her more resources before she got assaulted by the three boys. You know, it's just a lot going on.
Right, of course. But you know what, the thing we have to be careful with, though, is that I actually never really knew until, like, a situation happened at my job last week that they actually go, the tape isn't saved. They actually record over it, and it's like it is, I mean, I hate to say it, but it is erased, unfortunately, you know, because my job was actually saying that what happens is if you catch it within the first 48 hours, then once you catch it within the 48 hours, you can save it. But, of course, something like this that can ultimately be harmful, you know, to the school as well, they're definitely not going to save it. They're going to record over it. So
of course they
are. Right, of course, that's the cover-up. But this is where, you know, the lawyers come involved and say, hey, you know what? The tape is there. This is the situation. The police, you know, the ambulance did come and get my, you know, get my kid, and this is what we need to do at the end of the day. Like, we need to be able to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and someone has to be held accountable. And I was just explaining to them that it wasn't, about the monetary value of it, because that's not what you're looking for. What you're actually looking for is just the lawyer fees to be covered. And then once the lawyer fees is covered, then, of course, the lawyer is able to do what she has to do. And the ultimate goal is to transfer your daughter to a school where she's safe and that this type of stuff does not go on.
Right.
That's the only
thing. My thing, even before you get that far, let me tell you something. As far as you have a right to pull your daughter out of school anytime necessary, anytime deemed necessary. They cannot stop that. I don't care what the situation is. You have a right to pull your daughter from the school, even if you take her and take her home and have her homeschooled. You have the right to do that. They cannot deny you that. That's number one. You know, number two, you have to let them know that you know this. You understand? You can't. Don't be afraid to let these people know. Like, listen, I'm pulling my daughter out of the school. Period. Now, when once the authorities come after you, then you present your case to them. Listen, this is the problem that I'm having with the school, and I'm not getting any relief from it. So you have the right to take your daughter out of school if you feel that she's being threatened or if she's any kind of danger, if they're not offering her any protection. You have a right to take your daughter out of school. They cannot tell you that you can't. So
yes,
this is where, of course, you knowing certain things, and I'm going to say, you know, forgive me when I say it, but this is where the fight comes into play, you know. You got to stand firm with what you believe in. You know, you believe in prayer, you got to stand firm in it. You got to make sure that you, you know, pray for God to give you all the answers that you need. And, of course, to give you the wisdom and knowledge that you're going to need when you go to approach people who, unfortunately, they might know a lot more than you know. So, therefore, you have to be prepared for the big mumbo-jumbo words that they're going to try and throw at you. You know, this is where you have to make sure you say, you know what, I'm not going to have my daughter victimized in this school no longer, and this is what needs to be done. So after, of course, you go, you have the consultation with the lawyer, see what she says. If she's saying the same exact thing, then you know what you have to do, you know, because, of course, you always say in the beginning part of the show is that we're not lawyers, we're not licensed, you know, therapists. You know, we're definitely just here with our opinions and our beliefs. And that's all we have. You know, we have that, and we have our word, and we stand by it. So you just have to make sure that you do what you need to do when it comes down to your child, because this is your child, you know.
Yep.
So you have to make sure that you're ready, you know. But I tell anybody, be ready for that spiritual war that's going to happen, because they're not going to just say, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. Everything you say is 100% right. They're not going to say that. You know, they're going to pull records of, oh, okay, your
of
child
course.
Is
they're
going
to try to build the case
this,
against
your child
her.
Is that.
Absolutely.
Right. And they're going to try and make it seem like your kid is a bad kid.
So let me tell you, right, they're going to go after your social media. They're going to do all of that stuff to try to discredit you. So,
they can – my social media is my social media, and with my child being diagnosed, they have to look at the difference. And they can't attack me because of my social media. They got to look at what they didn't do to provide her with a safe environment, because there's a lot of child laws out there. You
see,
know,
well, this
that
is this is exactly why they this is why they suggest
program.
That you get a lawyer, because they trust me, they will try to talk against that. Believe me, I fought with schools. So
if there was any fights that took place before, just be I just like to say, like, just be prepared. Be prepared for whatever it is
exactly.
that may happen.
Make sure
you know,
do as much research as you can. You know, try to do your own homework.
I'm just saying that even if they did go after my media, I don't see what the point is that has to do with my daughter's education.
Because this is, you know why? Because they figure it starts at home and then it spreads to school. This is why they go after people's social media when they're going for jobs, when they're going for anything. And any time somebody's coming at them, that's like, you know, with a lot of these innocent people being killed by police officers and stuff. We know the police officers was wrong, but you know what they did? They made them the victim. They made the victim the suspect, and that's what they do because they know they're wrong. They know what they did was wrong. So what they're going to try to do is discredit you and your home, your lifestyle and your home, and they're figuring, oh, the daughter could have instigated it, and now they have no evidence because now you're saying that the video was disappeared, messed up or fabricated, whatever they did with the video. Now they really have no concrete evidence stating that this even happened to your daughter. So they're trying to make this disappear as much as they can, and then they will
yes,
try
they
to
are.
Discredit you. So this is why I say make sure you do any kind of research, you know, even if you go on somebody, look in the district and see if there was any other cases brought up against this school or anything. This is the kind of work that you have to do. And this is why that lawyer is probably you know, charging so much money as well, because once they send all their paralegals out, this is what they do. This is what the paralegals do. They go and do all the research, bring back all the information that they can, and then they build their case. That's how that works.
And
so
just to
sure
put on note that my daughter, she's
a
very bright academic young lady.
Good.
And that's also posted on my Facebook page with her getting all her awards and everything.
Good.
And it comes down, you know, to the bullying part, because her education is in place as far as with me and home. My daughter has been on an honor roll several times. But when the kids are using certain words to tease a person about their weight and stuff, that's a difference. And
that's
you know,
a big difference.
It wasn't only my daughter, with several other kids that's in my daughter's class that also was bullied by the same girl. So, you know, when they just say that
maybe
they don't have no witnesses, that's not true.
But you know what, though? Not for nothing. The question would be, even as, like, your lawyer is building your case together, the question would be, how many of the other classmates, parents, would actually stick up and say the same thing?
Right. Or have
you
they ever
saying?
Filed a complaint?
Right.
Or,
it's like,
you know.
Because I'm going to tell you, kids nowadays, especially, like, with the place I work, kids are cruel. Like, when I tell you, when they come
cruel.
To us where we are, they are, kids are so cruel. They pick and they say the most hurtful and harmful things to people, you know. And then what usually happens is, okay, now that kid feels bullied. Now that kid is the one that needs therapy. And at the end of the day, that kid is the one that's truly affected. So hopefully the people that you do know that's in her class that has went through the same thing, hopefully they'll speak up and say the same exact thing, and then that helps your case, you know. I know, like, for us, like, I know with my daughter's school, you know, like, we have, like, the PTA and stuff like that, where, like, you know, a lot of us are friends outside of the school, or, like, a lot of us have been friends for years because our kids have all went to school together, you know. You want to definitely make sure that anybody that you do know, that you can reach out to that person and say, hey, you know what, this is what happened. I don't know if you are aware, but this is what happened to my kid, and I am going to be, you know, getting myself a lawyer, so this way my lawyer can actually help me transfer my kid, you know. I don't know how you feel about your kid staying at this school, but this is what I'm doing, because at this point it's too much. You know, my kid got attacked at the school. It's unsafe. And I'm afraid to send my kid here. I mean, sometimes you got to go along, you know. I'm afraid to send
play
my kid
game.
To school every single day. You know, sometimes you got to play it. You got to play their game.
You
got to
play their game.
Understand that, you know what, you can go after my character, because that's what anybody does. Whenever there's a lawsuit anywhere, they go after your character. They
that's
go after
the first
who you
thing
are
they do.
And
that's
what you're
I
doing.
You. They will try to
that's
judge your whole situation off your social media because they don't have anything else. So,
well, but they
got to
make sure that that attack of my character is lining up with them providing my daughter education, because my character doesn't have anything with them being certified teachers to teach my child, you know, so with them knowing that she had a situation in class and they said that they mediated it and they, you know, wrote that out in the complaint, because the teacher that was mediating the bullying, he wrote that he was doing that. So he already admitted that he knew that she was being bullied, but he mediated it. But what he failed to do was contact me. So by you not contacting me right there means you neglected my child, because you were supposed to contact me so I can contact the correct resources that would help my daughter with her special needs. And
when
they already
all
the teachers know that she's a special needs child. So
okay,
they already know what the guidelines are.
Is her school a school for special needs, though? Or
I was going to ask that question.
Say that again?
Is the school that she goes to, is that a school for special needs?
No, it's a regular high school, but you know every high school has a special ed department. So she's in a regular high school, but her academics is okay, so they have her in a regular ed class, but it's like have mixed with some special needs children. And their guidelines is out here that they don't let the kids know who's special needs, because they don't want to, you know, make them feel uncomfortable.
Well, see what happens.
They call it an
ICT
class.
Yeah, they drop the ball on that anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Like I said, we're just giving our opinion and we're just talking about the situation, you know. But I'm going to tell you, when we do mediations, at the hospital that I'm at, we don't call the parents and tell the parents that we do mediations. Because mediations, if the mediation is not resolved, then we reach out and say, hey, there was a situation that took place in X, Y, and Z. But usually whenever there's a mediation done, and that's why I wanted to know if she was in a school for special needs or if it was a regular high school or regular middle school, only because they don't, I don't know by law, but they don't have to really reach out to you and say, hey, there, I did a mediation about the situation and this is the result. They don't have to do that. They their job is to mediate it, and then from
right.
that point on, if they feel, which is, I mean, I know it sounds bad, but if they feel that there's a reason to reach out to the parent, to give the parent a heads up on this is what happened and your kid said X, Y, and Z, then they will. Because I know my daughter goes to a regular, you know, elementary school, and when they did a couple mediations, they didn't contact me not one time. When my daughter came home, she told me the mediation was done, and I felt the same way you felt. Okay, well, why didn't anybody call me and tell me so this way I can be more involved in the situation? And what ended up, when I spoke to the assistant principal, who's actually a black lady, I spoke to her, and literally she said to me, she was like, really? I did the mediation, and it really wasn't that serious. Like, the both kids agreed that there was a problem.
They call it an isolated incident.
Yep.
That's what they call it, an isolated incident.
Both kids agreed that they would stay away from each other, and that was all that needed to be done. That's it.
I had a question. Is your child a special needs child?
No, she's not.
So according to the special needs guidelines, if it's in the child's IEP and they require a mediation, automatically the special ed department needs to be notified by that, because that's the guidelines for special needs kids and for the IEP.
The parent needs to be notified.
The parent and the CSC department, which is the children's special needs department.
Right.
And so those
notified?
Are the guidelines. So even if it's mediated, we all supposed to be contacted to see if the child needs more resources. So that
wow.
that goes according to your child's
yeah,
special
see,
needs. So
why,
it's
see,
according to whatever is in that IEP. And my daughter
what,
has
though?
That kind of IEP that calls for us to or communicate. Because when you transition from different schools, they have
mm-hmm.
to make sure certain things are in place in the IEP to make sure your child's getting what they're supposed to get.
Well, see, this
but
is
see,
why
that,
I'm not
see,
understanding.
Why.
You know, your
mm-hmm.
daughter has already been diagnosed, and, you know, and I don't know if she receives treatment or whatever.
Yeah,
she
takes medication.
It's documented that she has a problem. Why isn't the special ed department not speaking up for the situation? Why aren't they intervening?
And that's where
okay,
the
Diva,
problem is, because they
Diva
did
Tina, hold,
speak about
hold, hold,
it after she got
hold
assaulted.
Hold that thought. Hold,
okay.
hold that thought. I'm going to bring on another caller, okay? Just hold that thought. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how
Hello?
Are you?
We hear you kind of low. Who is it?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hi, this is Kitty Bay.
Hi,
hey,
Kitty. Hey, Kitty Bay.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, darling?
So, listen, real quick, let me make you laugh real quick. My phone was
okay.
on 1% for 20 minutes listening to this call. Any other time, my phone would have died.
Yeah.
20 minutes for the Divas, okay?
Yes, indeed.
So, yes. So I just wanted to, if I may, right?
Go ahead,
I wanted
go ahead.
To just comment on a few things. The first thing is, of course, I have a daughter who has an IEP, and I have a son who has an IEP. One is for one reason, emotional disturbance, and the other is just for learning disability. And just because you have an IEP doesn't mean that you're at the worst, right? Because there's so
right.
many different levels of the IEP, right? I mean, you can have someone with the IEP with an emotional disturbance who's a straight A student. You can
right.
have someone with the IEP who has a learning disability, but they're the sweetest kid in the world. It doesn't just because you have an IEP or you're in special ed doesn't mean you have a behavior problem. So
right.
that's the
mm-hmm.
first thing I wanted to mention. The second thing is, when you have an IEP, it does not matter which school district you go to. It doesn't matter if you're in New York. It doesn't matter if you're in Westchester. It doesn't matter if you're in Virginia. Immediately, you have advocates,
mm-hmm.
and you're entitled to free services. So I'm not sure what's going on in Westchester. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on in Westchester, but she does not need to hire a lawyer. She just has to know who to talk to, because it doesn't matter. I moved to Virginia, and it was the same exact thing. You have an IEP, you're entitled to free services. The difference between New York and Virginia is that New York has something called District 75, right? And that's a school where you go when you have severe learning disabilities or severe behavior problems, right? And so other than that, Virginia gave her the same services. They made me sign paperwork saying that I am entitled to a free lawyer, period. If I don't like something that's going on, if I feel like the school has wronged me and my children, I'm entitled to that. That's what the IEP is. That's what special education is. And so I'm not sure what's going on in Westchester or why they're not telling her that she's entitled to a free lawyer to represent her. It doesn't matter.
They told me that I am entitled to a free lawyer, but they only have one resource for the whole town, and all of those lawyers are already overwhelmed. So they said that their registration is closed right now, and they have my daughter on the waiting list.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's illegal. There's no such thing as their registration is closed.
I was not for a lawyer.
And that's what you have to look into. You're not for a lawyer. That's what you have to go deeper into. There's no such thing as that. The registration is closed, so you're not entitled to a lawyer. It may take a long time for them to reach your case. In other words, to present your case before the judge, because they may have a lot of cases, or the judge, it may be a backlog. But you're entitled to a free lawyer. I know that.
Yeah, they are a free lawyer, but they do have my daughter on the waiting list. They are lawyers, and they have her on the waiting list.
What I'm trying to tell you is, you have to try to get around that. There's no such thing, is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
There's no such thing.
Katie Bay,
let me just
ask you a quick question, since you do have more knowledge than we do with this. My question for you, so spending, let's just say, $7,000 for a lawyer, would you do that, though? I mean, since,
Absolutely not.
The lawyer's free, correct?
Absolutely not, because you're entitled. You can still, even if you feel, let's say that you just want to sue the school board for whatever reason, right? Even with the free lawyer, you can do that. You don't have to pay for a lawyer to get those services, especially when your child is special education with an IEP. It's illegal. That is, your civil rights are being violated if they're telling you that it's a waiting list so you can't get a lawyer. It's illegal. They can't do that. And so I suggest that you just really do some homework on it and fight that, because you shouldn't have to pay $7,000 for a lawyer.
That's a little bit.
They give you a safety guard book in Westchester, and they say that if the district cannot provide you with the student advocacy lawyers, that you can get your lawyer, but they will reimburse you once you win the case.
Well, I never heard. Maybe so, but I would have to see that. I would have to see that written.
They gave me two thick books. I have.
Yeah, but I wouldn't suggest it. That's just my opinion. I wouldn't suggest paying $7,000 for a lawyer if you can get one for free.
Kitty Bay, I'm sorry. We do have another caller that I want to bring on also, but I definitely wanted to. I thank you for even coming on the air with your 1% on your phone, giving us the feedback.
Thank you for that 1%, Kitty.
What happened? I missed it.
Thank you for that 1%, for your phone holding out on that 1%.
Yeah, that 1%. Thank you, girl.
But we have a good night.
Stick around.
Yeah, I just want to bring one more caller on. We had him holding for a minute. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Rod.
Hey, what's up? Hey, buddy. How y'all?
All right. How you doing?
We were just chopping it up again about, we were continued on from last week, as far as Tina goes and getting help for her daughter and getting this issue resolved with the Westchester School County, Westchester County School District. It's a horrible situation that she's facing, but this is what we're speaking about now.
Real quick, I just got an inbox, Diva, and she's the person is saying, why can't you call the news? Call the news, get the news involved.
I called Channel 12 News. That's what we have out here in Westchester. And they told me that they will call me back. And I haven't gotten a call back yet.
Okay, did you follow
and
up
And I see
with them?
That it's not easy to, I guess, get on the news. I don't know if they screen you or whatever, but I did call Channel 12 News.
Okay. Well, listen, whatever you do, don't give up your fight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people are listening. They're listening to your story because maybe somebody else is going through the same thing. You know, where the school districts and say, listen, people in higher places know how to cover up a lot of things. They know how to cover up a lot of things, and this is why they suggest a lawyer when you go, because they speak, you know, that terminology and all that stuff that a lot of people don't understand. And, you know, here they could be saying a common statement like, oh, it's sunny outside, but they switch the words up. You understand what I'm saying? So, but that's, you know, just don't give up your fight. You know,
and I
know
hope
that you
anyone
have
is listening to me that lives in Westchester, if they would call in, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And I even stated that I can post some ideas on my timeline, some contacts, some numbers, names, whatever, that is free, that would be useful for me because I'm
right.
open to everyone's advice.
Right, right. So, okay, Rod, have you been listening, Rod?
Yeah, listen. Social network is your best friend right now. And I tell you, everybody and their mother is scanning or stalking, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you something. People love to be in it. You put
That's
it
right.
out there on your feed, I guarantee you somebody going to hit you up. And somebody going to point you in the right direction. It might be somebody that's going to help you. But at the end of the day, people use this network for the wrong things, and this is the opportunity for you to see that. You could put your situation down. Make the post. Write something.
I already did that. It's all over my page, and people have been posting, and this is how I found this radio station, because apparently someone tagged their pictures on my page.
You tag people's pages, ask people to tag it and share it or whatever.
Yes, I did.
So what Angie was telling her too, though, as they start the process of, you know, like she's going to sue the school and stuff like that, she's saying that, you know, social media could be good and bad because so they could use social media against her as well. Diva, you can explain it better.
Oh, absolutely. Because, again, they always turn the victim into the suspect. You understand what I'm saying? Now, and for anybody, I don't know if anybody has ever dealt with a child that you know, has ADHD or ADD or whatever. A lot of times they react out of frustration or, you know, they either struggling with their work and all of that stuff. They'll try to say that it's the mother's fault. You understand what I'm saying? They'll try to say that it's her home bringing. I said that really to say just be careful of what's posted on your social media because that's the first thing they go at.
I tell you, good and bad. So at the end of the day, when you're opening up a can of worms, you gotta make sure your backyard is straightened up.
It's
I'm
clean.
Not gonna say everybody living
yep.
clean, but at the end of the day, I'm not saying I don't know you, so I'm not gonna sit here and judge you. But at the end
of
the day, let's keep it real though. You're going through something that these teachers nowadays are supposed to be designed to see and have that kind of help for those type of children. And
right.
I'm saying it's not that they're bad children; they just need a little bit more attention than the other children, and that's what people need to get by. And stop with the they slow or they retarded or they this they that no. They challenged, and your job is to conquer that challenge. But see, they don't want to do their job, so they want to
right.
put it off on the kid and the mother.
Exactly.
And that. But at the end of the day, if you give up, your kid loses all around the board. You lose too because he becomes another statistic. The first thing they think is, he's just another black child or whatever kind of child from the ghetto or whatever. They don't care about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you got
to rock the boat. Maybe nobody else, maybe it is happening to somebody else, and they don't know how to go about it. Maybe you'll bring something else out. But at the end of the day, if you give up on your kid, then everybody else going to give up on them.
Yep.
I agree. That's why I'm fighting to the end for my child, even if I have to pay for the lawyer myself. I will scrape and do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so just
you're in a good network right now, so.
Rod, just hold on 1 second. Kitty Bay, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. You wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
I do. I wanted to talk about social media for 1 minute. A lot of us believe that, you know, listen, it's our page, right? We could do what we want to say we want on our page, and that may be true to some extent, right? But what we have to understand is this is the age where everyone is going on your page. Jobs are going on your page. Schools are going on your page. You know, and what you want to do, I'm not saying be phony and fake, right? But you always want your page to represent who you want these people to believe you are. You know, a lot of people, they put all kind of stuff on their page, and I'm not to judge, but then they get angry when someone says, when they repost it, right? So a woman is dressed where you see her nipples, and then she's upset because someone shared it, and now it's all over the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happens with social media. These lawyers for the Board of Education, they're going to be ready. And it may not affect, right, what the outcome is, but it may. And so you want
to
make sure that
you
that you cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that you're presenting yourself in a way where they can't question it. Because they will.
Right.
They will try to question it. Because even though having an IEP is not necessarily, it's really not the parents' fault. Some children are born with that way, and some children have gone through some things, right?
Absolutely.
But they will try to make it your fault.
Absolutely. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen
That's
with my own family. I've seen how they did it, you know. Oh, well, look at their home life. Yeah. Oh, well, the parents did this, the parents did that. And like I said, now social media gives them a little more power because now they go looking at people's page and see what people's posting. I mean, not to say that you really have anything derogatory on your page. I'm just saying what they'll do because I've seen it happen. You know, social media is a gift and a curse. It is.
But look
at
what's happening when someone kills someone. What's the first thing people do is go to their page, right?
Go to social media.
And they want to figure out what kind of person this person was, right?
Yep.
And that's what they do. That's what the news does. They start putting up their social pages saying this is what they said on November 5th, and it's April 2nd or whatever. But November 5th of 2013, this is what they said.
Yep.
That's what they do.
That one thing.
I don't even know if any of you guys are friends with Tina, but I just became friends with Tina. So Tina, I don't know, you know, if you're receiving, you know, like what they're saying, but you know, of course, like we explained earlier, you know, it's all an opinion. You know, everyone's giving you their opinion. You know, just trying to help you, you know, with whatever avenue you take, you know, when it comes down to your kid, just kind of just making sure that you understand that this is, you have to be ready because they're going to be ready. If they're already trying to get rid of tapes and stuff like that, and they would not call the ambulance for your daughter while she was at the school and it happened and you saw the videotape, whatever the situation was, you have to be ready because they're going to be ready, you know.
Well,
so
I'm a God girl woman, and I know that what time it is. I know that it's a spiritual war, and I'm a woman prayed up, and I fear God, and the battle belongs to Him. So it's already done. So they could come on with it because I'm good. I'm strapped with the word. I got the power in my mouth, and I got favor on my life, and that's why I don't want nothing but the best. And I know my lawyer will be the right one for me. And I thank everyone for taking their time on me because I feel like my there's other things that could be talked about. But thank y'all for really caring for my situation, for my child, and for everyone's child. Because this fight is for everyone. It's not just for me.
Right. All right. So, I don't know if anyone else has.
Oh, and are you Kitty Bay, the one that's doing the new show?
I am.
Okay, yeah, because we had exchanged a couple of posts back. Okay. So,
that's Kitty Bay in the building.
That's right.
Bye. Well, I seen your picture. You're very beautiful, and I like your show. And I said
you're
giving Empire a run for their money. And I'm not working. I'm looking to be one of your extras. Or I would like to be part of the Divas on the radio. Get in where I've been.
Well,
God
says
blessed in disguise. So my issue might have been a setup for my come up.
Hey,
so y'all watch out now.
You know how to contact me.
Yes, I do.
And I know how to find y'all. Because like y'all said, I'm part of the family now.
No, right now.
But
that's
really,
right.
But Storm, really quick, because I have to hang up, right? But really quick,
right.
I want to talk
yes.
about that transgender doll.
Yes,
that's, girl,
I don't know if you heard me cussing
on.
Earlier, but I was cussing
but,
my ass.
But look, Divas, this shouldn't be, I'll come and voice my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? We shouldn't
yeah, yeah.
be upset over that stuff, because it says that those...
Her 1% might have gave out on
me?
Her. Now we can hear
you.
Yeah,
you know my phone
yeah,
is crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
We shouldn't be upset over that stuff because this is the time that we're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because we have so many transgender and we have the lesbian gay community and they have their own activism going on, those are the things that are coming up now. And
right.
you have and I know people are going to get upset with me, but you know I don't care, right? Because
right,
they upset with me about how I write sometimes.
Well,
but
listen, it's everybody's opinion.
Right. So if you could think of it as this, remember many years ago there was not one black doll, right? It was only white
mm-hmm.
dolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when black people started to speak up, the 60s, right? And Martin Luther
mm-hmm.
King. They, here we go. They started to push out these black dolls, and so the white people who didn't think this was right did exactly what some people are doing about this transgender doll, right? White people
uh-huh.
said, "What the hell? No, we can't have black dolls, right?"
Uh-huh,
and so
uh-huh.
it's the same thing I feel now. I'm not comparing what we went through as black people with the same thing as what gay people go through at all. It's some kind of injustice, but it's not the same, right? But,
right.
But because we're in this time,
uh-huh.
this is what we're going to see. It's up to us to decide what we're going to subject our children to.
Right.
You know? And
you're right.
Because your child, because they watch TV, they're going to see it anyway. So it's
yeah.
best to have the conversation, if you don't agree with it, to have the conversation, because we can't stop them from seeing it. They're going to see
right,
it
right.
because
uh-huh.
it's television. I
right.
personally don't think there's anything wrong with the doll. Would I get the doll? No, I don't know if I would
right.
get it. But
right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's a statement. I think it's a statement. And the reason why I can't talk against it is because of my position as a writer, as a female writer, right? I get a lot. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of people who speak against what I do because I'm a female. I'm supposed to be soft and caring, and I'm not supposed to be killing people, right? Let alone have kids
uh-huh.
killing people, right? And so I get that from people, like, you know, especially from men. Like,
mm-hmm.
men don't like to take orders from me, right? And so I get that. A lot of men want me to sit down. And so I can't really speak against the transgender doll because it's still that movement that I feel like I'm in too.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Can I say something to that? I'm a man, and I'm going to be real with you. The problem with us as people, not just as a color, as people in general. Listen, this is what makes America America. People are different. They got different agendas, different things on their mind, different freaks, whatever you want to call it. Worry about what you do. Who cares what somebody else do? You ain't buying that doll. You know what I'm saying? What does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter, though, really? At the end of the day, you
right.
spend enough time worrying about a transgender doll? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do have bigger... But me personally, I don't understand really what kind of statement are they making with the doll. Because you have a male doll, you have a female doll. And I just don't think they should. I think if that is an issue or if it's a case, allow the parents themselves to address their children with it. Don't go after children. I'm sorry. And that's how. And that's just like what they wanted to make a doll for rapists.
All right, so guys, just give me 1 second. Diva, hold on, Rod, hold on. We do have another call that has been holding. Just let me bring him on the air real fast, and then we'll go back to what Rod has to say. Call, are you there? Call, are you there? Welcome to Love Fantasy.
You referring to me? Or?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we got the pit hand in the building. It's the 901.
Uncle Lee single.
I know, right? Okay, so Dave, just we're talking about a couple things just real fast. We were actually giving a recap of last week's show with Tina Moore, talking about you know, her daughter as well and what was going on with her, and we were pretty much just saying that, you know, we were finally able to like touch base and everything, and the GoFundMe really isn't the correct thing to do because they're gonna charge money to take the money pretty much. And also, some of the callers were writing in just saying, okay, well, listen, why don't she get, you know, a different lawyer that doesn't cost that much money? And she was pretty much saying, this is who I picked, you know, this is who I wanted to go with, you know. And then Kitty Bay called in, and she was like, all right, well, listen, you know, even though you're, you know, your child does have an IEP, you're able to have a free lawyer. And she was just pretty much saying how there's a waiting list. Pretty much, they added her daughter to the list. There's a waiting list, and they don't know when they're gonna get a chance to get to her daughter. So there's a couple different avenues that we're going into, but as well as our topic, we had so many different things going on at one time. But overall, right now, we're talking about the transgender doll on the news. All right.
First and foremost, let me just address the issue of ADHD.
Hold on, I'm sorry, my dog.
I have that effect on animals, but ADHD was actually created disease by Dr. Leon Eisenberg. He came up with the disease to actually fund a project that they were having. So really and truly, there is no such thing as ADHD. It's just that we were fed a bunch of groceries that were hormone filled, and we bought it hook, line, and sinker. If you want to check it out, his name is Dr. Leon Eisenberg. ADHD is based on the things that we eat. If you have children that are predisposed to a lot of sweets, a lot of starches, a lot of sugars, a lot of soda, a lot of things like that, especially during pregnancy, they're going to be predisposed to these things, which is hyperactivity, attention deficit. All these things are affected by sugar. Sugar was on the drug list in the early 60s. And in about 68, they took it off the drug list because it is a drug. It's actually more addictive and more powerful than cocaine itself. If you Google on the internet a comparison to sugar and cocaine, you'll see that sugar highlights your brain brighter than cocaine because it's that much more devastating to us and our bodies. So that is going to cover as far as the... As far as the transgender situation, I don't have a dog in this fight, but at the same time, there's a subliminal message that's going on here that's targeting our children. And it was mentioned earlier that the parents should be the ones to dictate to their children what they feel the children should learn or what they should have within the curriculum.
Absolutely.
That authority was taken away from us once we signed our birth certificate. If you read the fine print on the birth certificate, you actually given the government control of your child, and you have removed yourself as the parent for that child. That's why DCF or whatever the other agencies can actually come in if you have a situation and remove the child from your house, because on your birth certificate, you have signed the rights over to the government. you can check this stuff out. The other thing is, someone mentioned it, as well that when the agencies come to your house and you have a child that is going through these symptoms, you know, attention deficit, hyperactivity, things like that, they do make the parents the suspects, because for every older child they get, I think they get 10,000 per child that they remove from the house, and the younger the child, I think they get 30,000 or 40,000 per child.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
no,
in
they
their
ain't
benefit.
Taking mine.
Well, I'm just saying it's in their benefit to remove the child from the home because
the
they get funding
Jesus
for that
on
child.
That one.
You see. And as far as Tina and what she wants to do as far as the lawyer and things like that, the IP schools do have specialized program counselors and everything else. I think the other caller was saying they do have specialized programs for just that purpose, because especially children in the IP, they are more protected than the average child, and they have more programs. Yeah, cater to those children. They have one-on-one tutoring when other children don't, you see.
Right.
So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that's available for these children, but you just have to look into it, and you just have to stand the course. What was his name that was speaking earlier? Was it, I think, Robert?
Rodney.
Okay. Yeah, and he made an excellent point. He said, look, while they're focusing on the things that they want us to focus on, they are actually doing something else. It's just like smokes and mirrors. They want you to focus on the transgender, while in the background, they're making deals with oil companies, they're making deals with insurance companies, and they're doing all these things. And think about it. All of a sudden, they came up with these missing girls in Washington. Why do you think they came up with that? Because behind the scenes, they're up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you.
Go ahead.
This is March. April, May, June. June 1st, watch the banks and watch your bank accounts. You're going to see something interesting start to happen around June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but that being said, I don't want to take up too much time. I just wanted to address it, you know, as it came. And
Right, of course.
I'm still willing to help her out. You know, that's what I do. I'm already committed to that. And you see, I kept asking you guys online. Remember, I kept asking, what's going on with the funding? You know, you know. So and then I
thank
shared
you.
The page. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I shared the page.
And just to clarify, the guy that you said is the creator of ADHD. The real name is Satan. Satan is the creator behind every disease, and I plead the blood of Jesus on that.
Well, you know, we can
sit
go
down,
there.
Stop
we
it.
Can.
Sit down.
We can.
But that's another topic for another day.
Dave.
Because we'll never get off this radio station.
Right. So Dave. So okay. How about this? We're gonna let you go just for a few minutes. You go ahead and respond to what she just said for a few minutes, and then Diva, we're gonna come back, and we're just gonna, you know, just finalize things up a little bit. But Dave, go ahead, Dave. That's why I laughed, because I knew Dave was gonna laugh, and Dave was gonna say something. So Dave, you got the floor. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. The reality is this: we have, according to what was told to us, we have God, correct? And we have Hasatan, who is the opposite, who we consider to be a demonic force. However, that demonic force was created by the Creator God himself, right?
Correct.
When Job, in the scripture, when Job was under attack, Hasatan, this spirit, went to the Creator God himself and said, I want
to attack Job, yes.
I want to have my way with Job. He was given permission, but under the circumstances that he do not kill him.
Correct.
So in respect, when you say that there's a certain spirit that creates these diseases, remember, if you follow that scripture, that God actually created the same person that you're saying created the scripture, but that person has to go to God to get permission to do what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Peter.
But if you look at it, Job was God's anointed and appointed, and he was special. So I know I'm under a satanic attack because I have that same anointing, just letting you guys know. But I have favor, and just like Job didn't give up, I'm not going to give up. Just like Job mm-hmm. got double, I'm going to get triple in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Sweetie.
That's good because we create our own reality. And
yes,
the thing
is.
You
the
speak,
power is in our words, is in our mouth.
Yeah.
I just spoke it into existence. I said I declare and decree I'm walking under open heaven,
right.
And I'm blessed and highly favored and victorious
right,
and
so
undefeated.
Tina, just let Dave finish real fast because we want to wrap it up real fast. But go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Okay, and Peter is Peter as well. He went to Peter. He said, Jesus told Peter, the devil wants to take you and shift you like flour. He wanted permission to do that. But he stood in the gap, and he didn't allow it to happen. So once again, this is like a court. You have the judge, and you have two lawyers, right? We have the intercessor, who we consider to be Jesus. Then we have the other lawyer, who we consider to be that spirit, and they're both in front of this judge arguing for us. One is saying he's good, and the other one is saying, no, look, you see, he's bad. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Right? So in that respect, when we face a certain situation that seems to be bad or seems to be something that's going to take us out, what you want to consider is that, does this person have permission to do what they're doing to me, and why? Is there a lesson that I need to learn? Is there something that I need to do? Is there something that I'm not doing? Is why this is happening? And it forces you to refocus on your present situation. It forces you to pay attention to what's going on around you, because there may be something that you're doing in your life that you should be doing, or there's something that you're doing that you should not be doing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that causes us to refocus, the things that we need to, because we are spiritual beings attacked by in the physical, you see. And as long as you understand that you're spiritual, be in this world but not of it. As long as you understand you're spiritual, you're not going to be bothered by any darts that comes against you. Because as you leave your house in the morning, you walk with your slippers of peace, you have the shield, you have the whole armor. You see, in Ephesians 6:11, you have the whole armor. You see? So this is what we need to do. We have to enter and overstand who we are. And you're saying you understand that you are a child of God and you speak these things. But not only speaking, because the word, W-O-R-D, if you put the S before word, it's the sword, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So that word, if used incorrectly, can be a sword, and it's two edges on that sword.
It'll cut you.
And we want to also make sure that no matter what happens and what path anyone takes, you always, what we find is you want to make sure that you know the scripture, you know the word, but you understand it. And know that everyone interprets it a different
not
way.
Not only understand it, if you're gonna spew it, you have to live it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So you have people that know the Bible back and forth and live total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pastors and everybody under him. You know,
right, but,
so.
But you know what? But that goes. But what you have to understand too is that it's great to know it, but you also have to live by it. And
you have to live
when
it.
You have to live it, because then it's like when you quote it and then when you speak to people, that's when people form their judgment and their opinion, because
absolutely.
They're not living it. You have to
absolutely.
Live it and understand it and make sure that this is what you're going to do for yourself and this is what you're teaching your family as well. So with that being said, Dave, I definitely thank you. I thank all the callers and the listeners. Ms. Bombetta, I'm going to hand the floor over to you, and you can go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
And we're going to wrap it up until next week.
Absolutely. We appreciate our callers. The callers, the listeners, you know, for Dave and Tina and Rod and Kitty Bay, all for chiming in on the situation tonight. You know, it's a serious situation out there where, you know, some things, you have to expose a lot of things, because if you think you're covering stuff up, even as far as things going on in the schools or at, it has to be exposed. Otherwise, it's going to continue to happen. It may not continue to happen to you, but it can happen to somebody else. Now, mm-hmm. you know, we have information. Information is not to be stored. It's to be shared. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we open this platform so people can come on here and share information that somebody else may be, you know, maybe, you know, and may be good for somebody else, excuse me. So, mm-hmm. you know, we appreciate Tina coming on and sharing her story with us, and we appreciate Dave and Rod and everybody giving her some sound advice and, you know, and offering to help. So, you know, Tina, as far as, again, don't give up your fight. Do your research. Do, you know, get what's entitled to you and your daughter before you go out and spend all your money. Mm-hmm. You have to be a little more demanding, you know. Mm-hmm. And with you being a child of God, you speak that, you know, like you said, you speak that into existence. Gotta have your back. He has anybody's back that has great intentions.
He has your back.
Don't you give up your fight, darling. Again, we appreciate you sharing your story.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's already done. Thank you so much.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
So,
can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am having, through the grace, I am having tremendous success in the people that I'm treating as far as for the ailments. The cancers, the diabetes, the hypertension, the things of that nature. I'm actually doing it for them free of charge. I buy the herbs, I make the herbs, I bottle it, I give it to them as needed. And I just wanted to extend that for anyone who is going through any issues. I'm going to be shipping some boxes to New York as well. So anyone that's going through any situations, feel free to contact me, hit me up. And I'll talk to them one-on-one and deal with them as far as ailments and issues that they deal with. And Storm, is that we have to live what we preach. And it says written like a template on your heart. You have to be the Christ in you. Mm-hmm. Every reflection and every light that radiates off of you have to say, I am the child of God. You have to. Mm-hmm. It's imperative. You see, mm-hmm. I think you guys know we have a dealership over 20 years in business, mm-hmm. and we have a reputation of being straightforward with the customers.
Right.
You see,
right.
And that business is actually a ministry because people come in there with all kind of ailments, all kind of situations, and 4 or 5 hours I'm sitting here talking to people. But it's not me. It's just the gift that was given to me to do these
things.
Now
you're sharing it. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sharing it because it's a ministry.
That's right.
You see?
Right.
And I can't take the credit for it. I have to give it to who it belongs to. You see?
Right. That's right.
And once you do that, if you can be trusted with the small things, then the big and great things come because they know that you're going to be, you know, responsible, you know, in these things. You know, love you. Listen, I love you. I love you, ladies. You are queens. You are God.
Thank
yourself. You.
You
are womb man. You are Mother Earth. And
bless
don't
you,
let
Dave.
Anybody else tell you anything else. Don't let anybody
right.
tell you anything
love
else. You are Mother Earth. You
right.
are the creator of life. You
are
God.
Queens.
Let nobody tell you anything. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And listen,
that's right. We appreciate you,
we
Brother
appreciate
Dave.
You.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say one more
Definitely.
Thing. Let me tell you something. You know
right,
the scripture
ahead,
it says, if God is for you, who
mm-hmm.
can be
against you? Who can
you
be
against
you?
You
That's
see that
right.
scripture?
That's
that scripture
right, yes.
means if woman is for you, who can be against you?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? When
mm-hmm.
you have, when a man has a woman behind him that is with him 100% and she's a godly woman, there's nothing that can come between them. If two or
that's
more
right.
gather, that's it. Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing can come between them.
Well,
I love you. I love everyone on this line. Let me tell you something. I appreciate you guys.
Know a problem.
Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you, Dave.
And listen,
if I can
make it longer, if funding, whatever it is, you guys let me know because that's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying?
You know we'll hit you up.
Dave. Yes.
But again, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. So with that being said, we definitely want to, I don't know if Rod wants to give his final thought before we end the show.
Yeah, I heard everything. Y'all always do a good job, ladies. You know that.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you.
But
I
will say this. Something was up with the radio today because I was having a hard time getting on. Yo. It said something about y'all blog.
Blog Talk Radio was acting up earlier.
I was a faithful listener, though, but I kept picking at it. I got in, though.
I know that's right.
That's right.
You ain't getting ready to beat me.
So we definitely thank everybody. Thank you, Rod.
Yes,
we thank, of course, all the callers, all the callers and listeners. Definitely a shout out to everybody. We appreciate everybody for calling in and definitely, you know, just chopping it up with us. And, you know, definitely, you know, I miss my spiritual Sundays. So
of
I'm definitely,
course, darling.
I miss my spiritual Sundays. I just want to go on the record and say that. Rich Money, I hope you're listening.
What'd you say, Rod?
How can we get in touch with Dave? Because I'd love to pick his brain.
He's Dave Brown on Facebook. I'm going to,
Andy, just send the information over to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah, okay. So of course, Angie will send that to you. So of course, thank everybody for calling in. Have a blessed and safe week. Of course, myself and Rich Money will be on the air Friday night at 8 o'clock. We will have a special guest in the building. So of course, tune in and same phone number 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. And God bless you guys. Take care.
Be blessed, everybody.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Angie, AKA Miss Mo Better. Mo Better. Mo Better. And Stone. 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 Keep it locked. The Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Radio, Love, Fairness, 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 with the Diva Squad, the Squad, the Squad, the Squad, AKA Miss Mo, and don't. Keep it locked, locked, the Diva Squad.
Took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
love, fan, with the Diva Squad, and AKA Miss Movette, and don't. Keep it locked.